welcome to this inspiring message by Paul Van Essen at Greater Life Church. For more information about us, do visit our website www.greaterlife.org.uk.
Thanks, everyone. And just great to be in God's presence. Kind of feel like I'm pulling slightly more this way than that way, but that's all right. Are you always a back corner person, Larry? Is that what you were at school? Who was a back row person at school? I wasn't so much at school, but at Bible college, I was terrible. We had the back row covered. Hey, we want to just talk about a little bit, and mostly let other people talk about different experiences they've had with the person of the Holy Spirit. The title, for if you want a title, is the supernatural nature of the kingdom of God. The supernatural nature of the kingdom of God. Christianity, proper Christian, real Christianity, Jesus-style Christianity, Bible Christianity, is always supernatural. It always involves revelation, power, experience. I believe that God has got something wonderful in store for England. I can't understand for the life of me why, as a young boy born in Australia at 12 years, 13 and 14 years of age, my passion was for everything English. And I loved Europe as well, but first and foremost, England. And as a 14 and 15 year old kid, all the TV shows I liked the best were English. The football, the sport I loved the best was football, and my favorite was the English. What was then the First Division, commentated by numerous guys, but Brian Moore was my favourite. And they used to write in letters, you know, he'd read in, we've got a letter this week from Michael Smith of SW7, and I remember as an Australian thinking, what the heck is that? Where's SW7? What kind of a name is that? I remember thinking that. All the music that I liked was English, and I've been here next February, I've been here for 20 years. And right now, I've been a Christian for 40 years, so it kind of feels a little significant anyway. But here's the thing, that we came here because God's got a plan for England. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, we've had these immigration laws and all this kind of stuff and talk about all the pros and cons. And I'm not talking from a political point of view, but from a spiritual point of view. I'm convinced that God is allowing people to come to this nation because they're going to meet Jesus in this nation. They're going to touch God in a way. We've got a testimony right there from Carmen, who is from Romania, whose life transformed completely. Let me read you. Well, I'll read it later. I've got just lots of stories. But I want to hear from the people. And just the Holy Spirit is preparing us for something wonderful, something significant. And this is one of the things we're going to discover, and it'll freak a lot of people out. Because about 70% of our nation, when they tick in the box, they say we're Christian. And they say that because they're not Muslim, they're not Buddhist, they're not atheists, and we're England, and you get that, don't you? But what Jesus meant by Christian was not that. What Jesus meant was a friendship with God, where this person called the Holy Spirit speaks to you, lives inside you, gives you gifts, changes your life, makes you feel different, gives you hope in the midst of a bleak situation. It's an experience with God, and God is going to, if God can't get the Christian people in his churches to awake to this, he's going to go and spread it outside of the church. And we're already seeing, we've had people in our church, visitors I've talked to, that have no real meaningful Christian background, but Jesus visited them in a dream, and now they're following him. God's moving, and the church better get with the program, because we're supposed to be leading and helping those people. And if we don't have much experience of God's presence, then how can we help anybody else? You're all very quiet out there. You can't give to somebody else what you don't have yourself. So I'm not going to teach very much. I just want to hear some testimonies of different people, and I've prepared them before. I've just let them know I'd like to hear from you. about different things that this person called the Holy Spirit. So God is three persons in one, the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And they're all God. And they're all equally God. They have different roles, but the Bible reveals them as all being God. The Father right now is in heaven. He sits on a throne. You might have heard that. That's what he does. And he rules from there. And then at his right hand, now Jesus was here. He's the second guy. That's the way we normally list them, but not second in importance necessarily, just different role. And he came and lived here and did certain things, demonstrated the kingdom of God, you remember, raised dead people, fed a multitude, only did what he saw God doing, healed blind eyes, cured people with leprosy, all the time. That was his whole MO. And he said, just incidentally, he said, the same things I do, you guys are going to do. Just nudge the person next to you and say, that means you. See, that's real Christianity. Christianity without us experiencing God's power and having it flow through our lives, it's barely Christianity at all. It's not what God came for. And it's not that God's mad at us because we didn't get it. It's that he's trying to show us all that is available to us. And so we want to help you to experience those things. The Holy Spirit, Jesus was here, then he died, then he went back to heaven. He's seated now at God's right hand. So if you were to go heaven and God were to open your eyes, that's what you'd see. God on the right there, and at his right hand would be Jesus. And there's, you know, lots of other things going on in there. If you think this world is nice, you wait till you get there. But there's a lot of similarities. And because we were made in the image of God. And just like God rules a place called heaven, we were made to rule a place called earth. It's just much the same. That's why everybody in their heart, they feel like I was made to live for a purpose bigger than myself. When you're really in touch with yourself, that's what you feel like. You just think, just making boatloads of money, there's got to be more to it than that. That's because God made you to have a purpose. Monkeys, lovely though they are, don't feel that. Whales, orangutans even, fabulous animals, dolphin, fabulous animals, but they don't swim around thinking, what was the purpose I was made for? Because it's people that were made with that purpose because we were made in the image of God. Anyway, so now the Holy Spirit came and he, of the three persons of the Godhead, he's the only one here on earth. So if you're experiencing anything from God, now he's the Spirit of Christ, it's not like he's disconnected from Jesus, but he is a person, just like Jesus is a person, and just like Father is a person. And when we acknowledge him, and when we understand him, then we start to experience the kingdom of God on earth. So let's hear from a couple of different people. I wanted Lucille's had a great, they've had a number of, but I just want you to hear from people on how God supernaturally moved in their life in some way or other. And they're just going to take a couple of minutes each, but that's great. So you go ahead, Lou. Thanks.
Good morning, church. Who believe that God is a God of miracles? Yeah? And I'm going to tell about one miracle that happened in a lady's life, somebody I prayed for. It's a lady who, she had a slip disc in her back, and she's been flat on her back for 3 weeks. And I just got a call from her, because it's a little bit out of the blue, because I haven't heard from her for a little while. And basically, I just went over, and she opened the door for me, and I was about to give her a hug. She flinched, because she was in so much pain. Any kind of, as you know, if you've had a bad back, every kind of like rough movement is really painful. So she flinched. So I kind of, because I'm a physiotherapist, so I understood why she flinched. She wasn't being horrible to me or anything. So I understood that. So then she just went and lay down. I made my own tea. She said, I'm really sorry. She tried. And then she said, I'm really sorry, but my back is so bad. I've got to go and lie down. So then we just had a chat, caught up with her. And then I just asked her, say, I think God wants to heal you. God wants to take away your pain. And she was all for it, because we've had a chat. And so what I did with her, I chatted a lot with her to build up her faith a little bit, because when you're in pain sometimes it's a bit difficult to think anything can happen. So after we chatted, I said, I really believe God can heal you. And I literally laid hands on her back and I prayed for her, and she got up, she tested it, and she said, oh, the pain in my back is gone, but I still got pain going down my leg. And I said, okay, so God's beginning to do something. Let's thank him for what he's done already, because at that point she could stand and she could feel pain in her leg. And then we prayed about three times, and she became completely pain-free. This lady who hasn't sat for 3 weeks, that evening she sat and had dinner with her husband. She couldn't do the stairs very well. She had to hold on to the side. Her husband was upstairs while we were praying downstairs, so she went up. It was really good to see. She just went up really free of pain. And he could not believe it. He came down to see what was going on. And she was pain-free. And the other remarkable thing about her, that evening she was have to go to the hospital to have an epidural. Her pain was that bad. She needed to go and get the pain numbed. And she didn't need one. And all glory and praise to God. Yeah. He's a God of miracles. Today, if you've got anything wrong with you, please don't go away without having a touch from God. We pray for you later.
Good on you. Go, Lucille. All right, so having things flow through you, receiving things. Chrissy's got lots of different stories. Well, you just pick one of times when she's had some condition, some situation, and she's experienced God just touching it automatically. Just wonderfully.
Yeah, you know, like most people, I get my aches and pains here and there. And there was a couple of incidents. One was I had a really sore foot. It was my heel. And those of you who know me, I like to do a bit of running. And it was really stopping me from doing anything like that. And Pastor Paul, I think, prayed for me. And immediately the pain had gone. And this was really, really awful. It was so bad that it felt like a really big bruise on my heel every time I walked. And so that went immediately as soon as I was prayed for, which was amazing. There was another incident as well, and it was a neck pain. And I wasn't even prayed for on that particular occasion. I think either Pastor Paul was talking from the front or it was during praise and worship, can't quite remember. But I remember thinking, I really believe that this is for me and I'm going to get healed. And while the praise and worship or the preaching was going on, the pain just completely left, because it was associated with a headache as well. You know how it can be when you've got a really sore neck? And this had been going on for quite a few days, and I'd taken pills and it wasn't working. And not even with prayer, it just completely went, and I felt completely elated and obviously gave praise to God. So there's just a couple. If you want to hear some more, come speak to me.
Wonderful. Praise God. Isn't that good? Wonderful. And then we have, I'd love for Carrie. Carrie's shared some things with you, but some of these things, you need to hear them more than once just to get it inside you that this is what God wants for you. That's really important. So Caroline's going to come and share one of her experiences as well. Come.
Hello. Yeah, I'm going to not talk about healing, actually. I'm going to talk about something else, about how you hear from God, because I think that will help people, because sometimes we just don't hear from him, or we don't think we hear from him. So I just want to mention that I've mentioned it before, but God doesn't just speak in English or Fanti or whatever languages, or German, Bridget, but he speaks in different ways. And sometimes it's like very quiet and you actually don't hear a loud voice. When I was a Christian growing up in an Anglican school, when I was a teenager, I was desperate to hear from God. I used to pray, but nobody really guided me in that. And I used to think, oh, because you read the Bible and angels appear and God said and voices came down from heaven. I thought he was going to talk to me like that and lightning would come and fire would be over me and all this kind of stuff. And I didn't get any of that at all because I just hadn't been trained properly. I just hadn't been taught. And sometimes he does speak like that. Sometimes you do hear a voice, but you don't always. Sometimes there is a voice, but you don't always hear it like that. There's I think it's in John 12:28, something like that. There's a verse in the Bible, and it says, and God spoke loudly, and people heard it, but half the people, most of the people, thought it was just thunder. And other people who had their hearts tuned in thought an angel was speaking to Jesus. Do you see? So there's people hear the same thing, but they don't interpret it or don't recognize it as being God. But other times, it's just not an audible voice. Anyway, when I was getting to know Pastor Paul, and things looked like they might go somewhere, and I went around smiling the whole time, and he did as well. I've been around this church for a while, but, you know, things used to frighten me, you know, thought of praying in front of people out loud. I mean, you're all laughing now, I know. Putting my hands up in worship and having to stand next to Pastor Paul and, you know, go full on for God, I found a bit difficult because I was quite new and I'm not that kind of personality. I'm a bit shy, I'm a bit reserved, believe it or not. And it's just those little things. And I thought, well, maybe I'm not godly enough, maybe I'm not the right person and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I could be a pastor's wife. And all these little things go through your head, you know, and you begin to doubt yourself. It's the enemy trying to talk you out of it, basically.
Yeah.
But in the night, I had a dream. Or actually, I don't know if it was a dream so much. But when I woke up in the morning, I felt like a shift in my spirit. So whereas I'd been anxious about the whole thing, thinking I wasn't good enough, you know, I wouldn't be able to pray in front of people and all this kind of stuff. There was a shift in my spirit, and when I woke up, I felt completely at peace. It was like God signaled to me, like all the green lights were on, and yes, you're free, you can go. And it was just a peace. So what I want to say is encourage you. Sometimes you don't hear things. Some things you don't get impressions or dreams or visions or whatever, but you just feel an inner peace on something, and that's another way God communicates with you. So I just want to encourage you, just keep your spiritual ears open and your heart open, and wait for things like that, because that could be a sign of God talking to you as well. And that's it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Cool. Beautiful. I'm going to read this testimony we have here, because this is just great on how God moves. Just a different story again, but it's good to hear different kinds of things. And here it says, God changed my life entirely in April. So that's April of this year. Where we, at that point, we were eating food from the food bank, and we did not know what we were going to do. And he brought us here, meaning our church here. He gave me a job. He's given me a good house and a school and a church and friends. And he's all done that inside 6 months. And that's just a great testimony of things that God does for people's lives. And so we're excited about that. Just encouraging. And I wanted Val to come as well. She's told this story before, but it's a really important one. And it must be 5 years ago or something like that, just about nearly 5 years ago, when we were upstairs worshiping God, and we had just come here as a church. And God just showed her something, just like a vision, and it's really impacted you to this day. So let's welcome Val, and she'll share that for us now. Yeah?
Yeah. Morning, church. Because indeed, sometimes you actually feel that presence of God is quite tangible. In fact, today's been a great day. In worship, it was like I was picking that presence of God, that tangible feel that God's here and he's listening. And just sharing this vision I had, because I'd never had, I've been a Christian for a long time too, and I've never seen, you know, people talk about, oh, and I've seen this and I've seen that, and God showed me this and God showed me that. Never seen anything in my life, you know, and I just thought, I'd never seen anything in the spirit realm where my eyes have opened, and sometimes people talk about, you know, incredible visions of things that they've seen, and I knew that, that sounds amazing, but I've never seen anything like that. And we were upstairs worshiping. We'd been in here for a few months, it was, wasn't it? Because at that time we were upstairs. And again, I was wrestling in all this, I'm not sure about this Staines thing, because we've been moving around different places, and I'm thinking, oh, now I've got to drive further all the way from Mortlake to come to Staines to church. You know, we have to move from so near and come this. So there was all of that going on, but all the time there was a reason why we were here. Pastor Paul had shared that, but I wasn't feeling it. And I saw that it was at a stage where God needed me to feel it and to know that we are here for a reason, to really touch the people in this community, to touch Staines, and to let the hurting people here know that there is a real God who loves them. And you know, that vision has impacted me in noon. And every time I think, oh, I don't really feel like going, and I remember, I'm thinking, I've got to, because there is a reason why we're here in Staines. And I would encourage everybody to just keep praying that God puts that passion and love for the people of things on their heart. Because my eyes just opened in a flash. I said, I've never seen anything before, but we were up there. We were worshiping and we were just singing. And I looked out and it's just almost like, okay, you're looking out, you know, we're worshiping, everything is going well, the windows are out, thinking, I'm probably just, but it was just a feeling of God's in this place. And as I looked out, just a flash. Sometimes you just see something in the realm of the spirit and it just goes, it was really quick what I saw, but it was so real, so tangible, so impacting, because it had to be supernatural, because there was no way that the amount of people I saw on the street out there could physically be there. There was no way. So that's how you know that this was a God thing, because there were lots of people and they're going in one direction, and it's just like they're just going, and immediately as I'm seeing that, I'm getting the sense that, see, they're going nowhere. They think they're going somewhere, but they're going nowhere. And immediately it was like, that's why you're here. You're here for these people, to love them and to let them experience and have a connection with me, because God's heart bleeds for the people in the community.
Yeah, come on.
And it was just something that shook me, because I'd never had that experience before. The rest of the service, I was crying, my eyes were, I couldn't contain the emotion. At the end, I had to call Pastor Paul. It was like something had happened, and it was like, you know, that's me passing me tissues and thinking, like, what's wrong? I'm like, I couldn't even talk, because I couldn't describe it. And so I had to just compose myself and describe to Pastor Paul what had happened. And it was like, you know, just God's shown you this, just pray and just know that He's shown it to you for the church to know that He has called us here for a reason. And, you know, that's been something so impacting. And it's just made me keep praying and loving people and being passionate about the fact that God loves every single person out there. Every single person you see walking the street, driving, who doesn't know where they're going, who has no connection. They are on God's heart.
Good word.
And we are the vehicles that God wants to use to connect them. Amen. And we just have to always have our hearts open. Amen. And ready and hear, as we've heard from all these testimonies that people have given. Just be ready. I mean, I loved what Carrie was just sharing about just hearing from God, because sometimes hearing from God is just about getting that unction that this is what I need to do. And do it, and just believe it. But God is good, and He loves the people. So let's love Him, and let our hearts really just be connected in a way that we feel God's heart for the people. Amen.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you, Val. Wonderful. So we're going to. There are how many others here? Wave your hand if you've had some kind of spiritual experience that, you know, maybe is different to this, or just wave your hand. That's something that God wants for all of us, and it's important that we stay aware of that and connected with that. So we're going to pray for people in a minute. I'm going to ask Ian if you could come and just play guitar gently in the background, if you wouldn't mind, and maybe David, if we turn it right down out of that thingo so that it doesn't impact the recording, that would be great. And in just a few minutes, we're going to lay hands on people. Everyone say, lay hands on me. It's a term you should get used to. Everyone say, lay hands on me. And let me talk to you a little bit about that. We're going to get these guys out that testified. So Lucille, and if you want to receive healing, then Lou would be a good person to go to. And if you want to receive vision and then go to because you impart what you carry without being overly specific about it. If you feel like I struggle to receive stuff, then I'd get Chrissy to pray for me, because she's just a really good receiver. I don't know why. And And then if you feel like Caroline's experience of, I need some witness inside me, God's speaking to me with greater clarity, then she'll pray for you. And I'll be involved in that as well. So we're going to do that in just a few minutes. But it's very, very important that you understand this. You see, that the primary way, if there are two primary ways, there'd be two primary ways where the presence and the impact of supernatural things is transferred to other people. And those things are, the first way is by words, and the second way is by touch. Did you know that? See, many people, stay with me now, because what I want you to do is receive something. And many people think like this, and many Christians talk like this, well, let's just pray about it. Now, we want to help as much as we can. We have these prayer requests, and we do what we can. But I'll tell you the truth, there are some things those prayer requests can't do much. Sometimes they can and sometimes they can't, because sometimes you need to lay hands on people. Even so much so that Paul, the apostle in the New Testament, when they had all these kinds of things like you're hearing happening, and it's not only our church, in all kinds of churches, but I want to prepare us for this month ahead, because we're going to see an increase in these things. And Paul, the apostle, did the strangest thing. He didn't have, you know, he didn't have like paper prayer requests, even though they may have done, and they all help some. I'm not saying that they don't help. They do help some. But he laid hands on a handkerchief, because power flowed out of him into that handkerchief, and he traveled, and they took the handkerchief and put it on a person that had demons, and the demons came out. That's in the Bible. Jesus says you're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. He doesn't say you're going to pray for the sick and recover. In fact, if you studied Jesus' ministry, now get this, this will freak you out. If you studied Jesus' ministry, all the people that got healed, the dead that were raised, all the things that happened, do you know how many times it says and he went and prayed for them? Not once. Not once. So we're good-hearted, a lot of us Christian people, and we're trying hard, but you know, sometimes we're not getting many results because we're doing it the way it kind of, somebody out there church history-wise told us that's how it is, but actually Jesus brought a different way. And I don't know about you, but most of my church experience, most of what I see of what the church is in England, I feel like I don't blame people for not going to church on Sunday. Do you? Why would you want to be bored? Now, we work very hard not to be being boring, and we're totally committed to that. I've got a friend who's pastoring up in Norfolk, and for his advertising for his church, he says, church without the boring bits. Because when the average person in the street here or that you know thinks about church, or you tell them, I go to this church, most of them will think, well, that's a bit boring. Why would I go there? But when people come with sickness and they get healed, or they come feeling depressed and it gets lifted off them, or they come with no sense of vision and then they're shown something, or they come and they don't feel much love about themselves. It's one thing, you see, you those bumper stickers, you see, you know, smile, Jesus loves you. And sometimes I feel like throwing something at cars like that, because it's all very nice. It's a lovely sentiment. But unless you display something to me, it's just another bit of garble out there. And my bet is, if I've been around very long, that most of those people driving those cars with those bumper stickers, we don't have it so much here, but you do in Australia. And if you were to tick them off by not driving very well, I'm not sure how much loving there'd be going on. You see, God's called us to really bring something to people's lives, to impart something. And nearly always in the Bible, even the centurion understand that. He said, just speak the word. So you've had some words spoken today. And here's the things. Do you want to know how to receive more of God's power? This is very simple, quick point, and then we're going to come. In fact, I'd love those people that testified all to come out now and spread yourselves across the front so that people can gather around you, and we're going to lay hands on them. We're going to do just what the Bible said. Listen to what Paul said to Timothy He's writing to Timothy. This is in the Bible. And he says to Timothy, now Timothy was a leader in his own right, and he said, Timothy, I want you to stir up the gift that you've got, which is in you because I laid hands on you. Some of us have got gifts that are dormant because nobody with any grace or anointing on their life laid hands on us. And it's just been sitting there. And then sometimes you get, in the church world, you get what I call laying empty hands on empty heads. You can't transfer what you don't have. Whatever voltage you've got, whatever power you've got, it's the power of God is like electricity. It flows the same way. And for you to receive, and you might receive vision, you might receive encouragement, you might receive healing, you might receive a shift on the inside of you. Oh, and maybe we'll just move this front row of chairs to help people a little bit. You might receive a shift on the inside of you. But the thing is that to receive, the key is very simple. Minimize the resistance. It's like electricity. Thanks, guys. It's like electricity. Good, we all done now? Thank you. It's like electricity. Electricity flows wherever the resistance is the least. And people who have... And what kind of resistance do we have? Sometimes it's pride. That's a resistance. The Holy Spirit, I don't need this. Sometimes it's unbelief. That's resistance. I'm not sure if anything's going to happen. This all sounds a bit... I tried this once before. There's a good one. I tried it before. Well, I've tried it before too. But when there's a lack of resistance in our hearts, when you come and you say, God, lay it on me. That's what he likes. Because you'd have to agree that there's no shortage of power with God. But the key is that we've got to have that power flowing into our lives on a regular basis. And wake up. Now, I could tell you lots of different stories, but we're out of time for stories today. But I'm going to, we'll get this thing shifted. And how many of us are there here? Four or five of us here. And so we want to Ian, if you play this music in the background. And I'd love for all of us to stand now. Every one of us in the building. And I want you, in your heart, simply to say, I want more of God. That's all. And that hunger and that thirst, you might feel like, I don't even know if God and Jesus are the same person. It doesn't matter. That's okay. Just come with a hunger in your heart and say, hey, God, whatever you've given this person, I'd like some of that. If you're sick, say, God, I'd like it. And just, if your faith isn't strong, then just stay in neutral. Just say, yeah, good. I'll give this a shot. This will be good. And the more positive and hungry you are, the Holy Spirit is like a dove. Remember that? And if you know anything about doves, when doves land, they fly. To land on something, there's two things they don't land on. Things that are unclean and things that are unstable. Moving water, they don't land on. Poop, they don't land on. And the Holy Spirit's like that. And the unclean thing is not like, oh, my sin, that's what it is. No, because your sin's been forgiven. Hello? Because before God, you're without sin. Hello? It's not that. The poop sometimes is we're unclean because we're focused on a whole lot of things. Clutter in your heart is a much bigger problem. I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about when's he going to finish? He said he was going to finish a minute ago. I'm thinking about my lunch, I'm thinking about, are my kids annoyed? Am I thinking, is Ian's guitar playing too loud? And people are all the time, and if you'll just shut it all out and say, God, I'm thinking only about you. That's a pure heart, and the pure in heart will see God. And unsettled, when we're unsettled in ourselves, being a relaxed, quietly confident person attracts the Spirit of God. So with no further ado, I'm going to ask you all to come forward and I'm going to join in. And every one of us just come and one of these people, just spread out a little bit further so we can move. And you just identify, I'm going to let these people minister however they want to minister. And I'm going to turn the microphone off, so we're good for that. Thank you, Jesus.